cloudier day elsewhere, some rain in the west, and highs of 14 to 18.
Many thanks, Sarah Keith Lucas. Now the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Friday the 25th of April. The general synopsis at midnight, high Norwegian Basin 1028, expected Norway 1027 by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming variable 4 or less, then south 3 or 4. Fair, good. North at Atsira, south at Atsira, cyclonic 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in south at Atsira, becoming variable 4 or less. Fair, good. 40s, variable 4 or less, becoming south or southeast 3 to 5. Fair, good. Cromarty, 4th, Tyne. Southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in Cromarty. Occasional rain later in Cromarty. Good, occasionally moderate later in Cromarty. Dogger, variable 4 or less. Fair, good. Fisher, cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming east 3 or 4. Fair, good. German Bight, north or northwest 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less. Fair, good. Humber, northeast, veering east or southeast, 2 to 4. Fair, good. Thames, Dover, White. Northeast, 3 to 5. Fair, good. Portland, Plymouth. East or southeast, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Rain, good, occasionally moderate. Biscay, East Fitzroy. Easterly or southeasterly, backing northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in south. Rain, good, occasionally poor. West Fitzroy, westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in south. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Seoul, south or southwest, veering west 3 to 5. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet. South or southeast, 3 to 5, becoming variable 4 or less. Rain, good, occasionally moderate. Irish Sea, southerly or southeasterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in north. Rain, good, occasionally moderate. Shannon, Rockall. Southerly, veering southwesterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in northeast Rockall. Rain with fog patches, then thundery showers. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. Southeast, 5 to 7, veering south or southwest, 4 or 5. Rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Ferrol, southeast, 4 to 6. Fair, good. Faroes, southeast Iceland. Easterly or southeasterly, 5 to 7, occasionally 4 later. Rain, fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. On to the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, southeast 6. 14 miles, 1018, falling slowly. Stornoway, southeast by east 3. 16 miles, 1020, falling slowly. Lerwick, east by north 3. 32 miles, 1026, falling slowly. Lucas, southeast by east, 3. 22 miles, 1024, falling slowly. Bridlington, northeast, 2. 1023, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, north by east, 4. 5 miles, 1022. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 11 miles, 1022. Jersey, east by south, 3. Mist, 2 miles, 1021, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, southeast, 4. 5 miles, 1021. Scilly Automatic, south, 3. 4 miles, 1018, falling slowly. Valentia, southeast by south, 2. Slight showers, 7 miles, 1015, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, southeast by east, 4. 5 miles, 1021, falling slowly. Malinhead, southeast, 5. Slight rain, 5 miles, 1,017 falling slowly. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Friday the 25th of April. The general situation, a ridge of high pressure persists over the North Sea, while a band of rain slowly moves east over the western waters today, then continues east across the rest of the country tomorrow, with another band reaching the northwest later. The winds will be mainly light or moderate southerly, but occasionally strong in the northwest. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southeast 4 to 6, occasional rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, southeast 3 to 5, fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, southeast 2 or 3, increasing 4 or 5 for a time, fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, east or southeast 2 to 4, fair, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, easterly or northeasterly 2 to 4. Fair, good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Easterly or northeasterly, 3 or 4, increasing 5 for a time. Fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. East or southeast, 3 to 5, backing northeast, 3 or 4. Occasional rain later in west. Good, occasionally moderate later in west. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Southeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Rain at times, moderate or good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Southeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Rain at times, moderate or good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Southeast 3 to 5, veering south 2 to 4 for a time. Occasional rain, moderate or good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southeast 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first. Fair, then occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Isle of Man, southeast 4 or 5, possibly touching 6 around east and north, decreasing 3 or 4, veering south or southeast later. Fair, then rain, drizzle and mist patches later. Good, occasionally moderate or poor later. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Southeast 4 to 6, veering south 3 or 4. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 near Mull of Kintyre. Rain at times, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southeast 5 to 7, veering south 3 or 4. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in south, veering southerly 3 or 4. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Finally, Shetland Isles, east 3 or 4, veering south or southeast 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Fair, good. That's the end of the shipping bulletin. I'll just repeat the general synopsis at midnight for you. High, Norwegian Basin, 1,028. Expected Norway, 1,027 by midnight tonight. In a couple of minutes, we'll hear about the magic of trees and cow power, which has changed a 10,000-acre hill farm in the West Highlands of Scotland. That's coming up in Farming Today with Charlotte Smith. First, here on Radio 4, it's time for prayer for the day with the Right Reverend David Walker, Bishop of Manchester.
Good morning. There's an odd little incident right at the end of St Luke's Gospel. It's the evening of Easter Day, and Jesus' disciples are gathered in the room where they'd shared their final meal with him. Jesus himself appears among them and shows them the wounds of his crucifixion. He invites them to touch him to confirm he isn't a ghost. Then, as further proof, he asks for something to eat. Luke tells us they give him a piece of broiled fish. St John, in his final chapter, picks up a similar theme, describing the risen Jesus preparing a fire by the lakeside to share breakfast with his disciples when they've landed their catch. When the Gospel writers give us such details, it's because they matter. In earlier days, fish have been how Jesus has miraculously fed crowds of several thousands. Now, post-Easter, it is Jesus himself who is being fed. The fish will go on to become one of the earliest Christian symbols. To be offered fish is symbolic of being given the Gospel. Much later, St. Teresa of Avila will famously say that the task of Christians is to be the hands and eyes, feet and mouth of Jesus on earth. So I read these stories as indicating a transfer of responsibility. From now on, whilst Jesus will be with them spiritually, the disciples will need to carry forward his work themselves. It'll be Peter, James, John and the others who succeed them, who will feed the people of Jerusalem, of Rome, and ultimately of all nations. So today I pray, Lord Jesus, help me, by my words and by my deeds, to feed your people with the good news of your love. Amen.
That was Prayer for the Day with the Right Reverend David Walker, Bishop of Manchester. The time now is 6:15, and here's Charlotte Smith with Farming Today.
Hello. Today, the posters you can't find and what cow power can mean in a woodland.
The benefits that cows grazing in woodlands can bring, they basically do it all for free, I think. And on the back of all that, we managed to keep our farming business going and we're producing food as well. I think that's really important in these sort of communities to try and keep a business going and, put the money back into the community.
More on that later. First, talk of tariffs is giving way to talk about a trade deal between the UK and the USA. So we thought we'd try to work out what that might mean for food and farming. The government says they're not going to negotiate on food standards. But given that the US exported goods worth $92 billion to the UK